We brought photos. We told the stories. One woman lost her son at 20. The Browns lost their daughter, Elizabeth, at 19. I lost my husband a few years ago. And we all had stories to tell. And we brought in pictures of who we lost and told the stories of not just what it's like to have this incredible suffering of losing people prematurely to mental illness, but also who was lost. Because we have to remember, when somebody takes their life, it's not just one person that's affected. It's a whole community. I want to be really clear that you will never hear me say the words commit suicide. That is a blaming the victim. It is a legal term. We say commit homicide. It is not a crime to take your life. It is a desperate act of ending one's suffering. And we haven't come up with good solutions to mental illness because we continue to stigmatize it with words like that. And as well as not providing treatment, calling it behavioral health, which indicates that if somebody's would just change their behavior, they would be better. We would never blame somebody for having heart disease or cancer, and yet we continue to blame people for mental illness. The conversation was very emotional. Everybody had stories, including Mr. Tyson. Mr. Tyson grew up with a father with schizophrenia, so he knows what this is like, although he didn't lose his father prematurely. It sounds as if he lived his life with this horrible disease. But there was, I think, not a dry eye in that room because everybody had their stories, including the Kaiser executives.
Supervisor Zane's plan in the meeting was to move from emotion to action.
At the end, I handed them my blueprint for mental health parity, which is equity. I reminded them, we all reminded them, it's the law. It's been the state law for 20 years. It's been the federal law for more than 10. And it's time that we started to enforce that law. It's a crisis in America. We understand it's not just Kaiser, but they're the giant. They're the ones that have the opportunity. And to his credit, Mr. Tyson stated that.
As you left, were there any promises made? Did Mr. Tyson say that he was going to do something specific to relate to the stories and to the issues with Kaiser's mental health care?
Yes. We said we would not be satisfied with just this meeting. The thing that we were unwilling to do is say, you know, if you're just here to pat us on the head and shed some tears with us, that's not okay. We're going to be relentless. We want follow-up meetings. We want action. We want investments. When Kaiser makes this a priority, they can marshal their significant resources in really being the leader in this country in terms of mental health parity treatment.